Hi guys, welcome to Dimitri's TED Talk. Today we are actually going to be talking about Thanksgiving. Now, I know Thanksgiving was a couple of weeks away, and I honestly, I wanted to post, no, I did post on Thanksgiving, but I didn't even realize that Thanksgiving was right here. Like, I didn't realize that Thanksgiving was the week that I was filming the podcast, because usually I film the podcast on Saturday or Sunday, and it didn't even cross my mind that it was the Thanksgiving day. So I just want to say happy Thanksgiving. And if you hear my dog in the back, I'm sorry. He's just rolling on the ground. He's having the time of his life. I think he stopped, but he might keep going. Yeah. He's still going there. I hope that everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I hope that you spent it with your family. I hope that you had a nice turkey. I hope that you had a great time. So, anyways, I wanted to talk about being thankful and being grateful for the things that you have in your life right now. Because if we're not grateful for the things that we have, if we're not thankful for the people that are in our life, then we're never going to get anywhere throughout our whole entire childhood. We're not going to get anywhere throughout our whole entire life. So, with that being said, I want to start off by thanking everyone that's in my life. I want to thank all my family members. I want to thank all of my friends. I want to thank all of the things that are in my life. And I want to just sit here and have a lot of gratitude towards that. I want to have a lot of gratitude towards the things that I have. I want to have a lot of gratitude towards the food that I have. And for me, having a house, because a lot of people are unfortunate. Now, with this being said, it's not to brag. It's not to do anything. It's just to be thankful. Now, this month that I'm filming this podcast is December. The current date is December 5th, right? Okay. So, December 5th. That means that it's the month of Christmas, and it's the spirit of giving. So what I'm going to be doing this month, from December 1st to December 25th, which is Christmas Day, I will be donating $10 a day to 25 different organizations. I already donated to 4 different organizations. The first day was Team Trees. The second day was Team Seas. The third day was Toys for Tots. The fourth day was the National Cancer Foundation. Today, that I'm filming this, is a Sunday, which is December 5th, is going to be Feeding America. Tomorrow, it's going to be American Red Cross. December 7th is going to be this Christian organization that donates Bibles. For every $10 you donate, they donate one Bible to a prisoner that's currently locked up, so they can change their life around for the better. So, I have a whole entire list of exactly what organizations I'm going to be donating to for this whole entire month. Now, I gave you a sneak peek of the companies that I already donated to or am donating in the next 2 days. But if you want to join in on the fun and feel the same exact way that I feel and have a lot of impact for your dollar, check out DemetriusUverjoe.com/donate. If you go to that website, you will find every single organization that I already donated to and that will donate to in the future. So, it will be labeled day one, day two, day three, day four, obviously, all the way up until December 25th. But here's the thing. I'm going to be renaming all of the days. I'm going to be also adding the organization that I donated to, because I feel like it's going to be a lot easier to find the organization you actually want to donate to just by the name. Because Toys for Tots gives away toys to children that have either family in the Marines, and it's just really, really nice seeing your money go to good use and having people celebrate Christmas even though they have nothing. And it's really, really, it's really heartwarming to see the impact that a couple of dollars really has on a lot of people's lives. And I'm not saying this to force anybody to do this, but really, if you can afford this during the Christmas time, please do this. You won't regret it. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love the feeling, and you're gonna love doing everything you can to give back to everybody. Now, with that being said, I do need to get some Christmas things for because Christmas is only in a couple weeks, and I need to start getting Christmas things for people. Like I already bought for a couple people, but I need to buy for the rest of the people. So what I'm gonna be doing is I usually give a gift card. I really don't know if I still want to do this because it just doesn't. I don't know. I just want to get a present for everybody. But it's hard actually buying for people when you don't know exactly what they want and you don't want to get the wrong thing for them. So I don't know. I think I'm just going to get a gift card for each individual person and I'll see what each person enjoys and I'll get a gift card for that. I think that's what I'm going to be end up doing. Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that. But it's like at the same exact time, I don't wanna go overboard and I don't wanna go underboard with getting a bunch of presents. And if you did see my Christmas tree now, if you go on Instagram, you can see that underneath my Christmas tree I have these presents. Now the presents are LED light lit up. But I want to actually put real presents. So as the presents that I buy for people come in, I'm going to be putting each one underneath the Christmas tree. So I'm really, really excited for that. And I'm just really, really excited for Christmas in general. Like I love December. I wanted to celebrate Christmas literally. I don't know when I celebrated Christmas. I think it was like the first week of November. I started listening to Christmas music, and even my teacher at school was even playing Christmas music the day after Halloween. So it's like it's only 2 months out of the whole entire year, so you only get 10 months to celebrate it. And but it goes by too quick. Like it's already December 5th. Like what? And here comes Winston again. Are you gonna make a ruckus up here? Are you gonna make a ruckus, Winston? Are you gonna make a ruckus? No, you're gonna be Dean. Yeah, okay. Winston's fine, as long as he doesn't make that much noise, he's fine. So, speaking of everything going on, I just wanted to fill you guys in on what's exactly been happening, and I think that I'm gonna make a part like I don't even know of pet peeves because I'm really annoyed at some things. Now, the things that I'm annoyed at are very, very, very reasonable, and those are just things that everyone should be annoyed at. Because honestly, if you're not annoyed at these things, I don't know if you even have, like, if you get annoyed at anything. Because, So, I wanted to talk about the fact that people cut each other off when they're driving. Now, sometimes. Yes, I may be going a little slow, but it does not matter if you cut me off and immediately stop or immediately take a turn. If you're gonna take a turn, you can just wait behind me. Like, I was taking a delivery for the restaurant that I work at the other day, and I was going down the street, so a big white van cut me off, went super slow, and then took a turn. And I went around the truck, and I'm like, oh my God, this guy's stupid. And then a person was coming out of where he was going in, and then they cut me off, and then they immediately took a turn. Like, what? Why would you cut me off just to take a turn up the street? Like, yeah, you may not know that there's a person right there and you can't take the turn right away, but it's still the fact of why are you even doing it? Like, it's just annoying. It really is. And I don't know if most of you guys drive. I don't know if any of you guys drive, but if you guys do drive, you're gonna know the pain that I mean, not only me, but hundreds of thousands of millions of drivers go through on a daily basis, because it does really get annoying. If you're trying to drive, if you're trying to focus over here and somebody tries messing you up, it just gets really, really it I don't want to keep saying the same exact thing, but it's just really nerve causing and very it's just very bad. Like, why do people even do it? If you're gonna take a turn, get behind me. If you want to go slow, get behind me. If you want to do anything stupid, go behind me. Like, don't go in front of me and start doing stupid stuff. Because that's not how we're supposed to be doing this thing. We all want to get to a certain place at a certain time, and if you start going slower than me, if you cut me off, then that doesn't help anyone. Okay, so now that I got that little rant out of the way, I wanted to say a story. So one day I was shopping, and I really, really needed to go to the bathroom, but I was right next to this gas station. So I went inside of the gas station and I was like, "Oh, do you have a bathroom?" And they're like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Okay, do you need a key for it? Like, what's going on with it?" And then they're like, "Yeah, you can just there's a key right next to there, and it's like in a ball type thing. And you just unlock it." And I was like, "Okay, thanks." So then I go up to the thing and I could not find the key for the life of me. Because I wasn't even looking for that type of thing. So they said that it was connected to a ball, and I'm looking for like an actual ball, but it was connected to an ornament. Like, what? And then they unlock the door. They're like, "See, it's right here. Listen here. Listen here." That's stupid. Like, if you are going to have a key. Oh, I just kicked my microphone around. If you're gonna have a key, at least put it close, or at least put it at the front, so when they ask you to go to the bathroom, you just hand it to them. So we don't have to waste time over here for nothing. Okay, so this also reminds me of another story that I was going into school on Friday, and because of the shooting in, I forgot exactly where it was. Because of the school shooting that took place, my school was like, "Okay, we need to be secure too. We want to act like we're doing something." So, what they did was they started checking everyone's bag, which is really annoying because it takes so long. So, I go into school. No, I park my car and I see the line wrap around the whole entire building. And I'm like, no, I'm not waiting in that. And I only had a sweater at the day, on the day. And on Friday, yeah, I only had a sweater. So I'm not gonna be waiting in line if I only have a sweater. If I had a whole entire coat, yeah, that would be a different story. But I only had a sweater, which is really, really annoying. So I'm like, no, I'm not waiting in that. So I tell my sister, which I bring into school, and my friend, I'm like, "Okay, do you just want to go to like Dunkin' or something like that to get like a quick drink and then come back?" They're like, "Yeah, sure." So then we end up making our way all the way to a different city on the day. On the same exact school day, we hop on this road that goes throughout the whole entire state. We hop on there, we go to a different city, and we're like, let me go to this cafe I really, really enjoy going to. I go there, and we go to Starbucks because Starbucks is right next to it. And then we go to school, and there's still a line. But I, at that point, am already really happy because I got my caffeine in, I already got my favorite coffee in. And I'm just making some jokes over here. So, there's a security guard checking bags, and I'm like, "Oh my god, don't check in there. I have more than 4 ounces of water, and I forgot my passport at home." And then she starts laughing. And then I just keep saying TSA jokes and airline jokes and stuff like that, and the policemen just start laughing. And I feel like I just lowered the mood, because it's better to lower the mood than to hire the mood, because if you higher the mood, everyone's gonna be anxious and everyone's not really gonna feel it. But everyone has to go through it because it's a safety thing. If they would have checked his backpack in the morning, then they would have had no problem, because I mean, it's either the school shooting would have took place right there, or their school shooting would have never happened at all. But I do want to give a little moment of silence for the school shooting victims. Okay. Now that they gave you a brief moment of silence for all the victims, I want to say to the person that shot those kids, you deserve to be locked up in jail for the rest of your life for the account of murder for over 4 people. It's disgusting. And injuring over 20. That's disgusting. And you should be prosecuted to the highest extent of the law. The highest extent of the law. And yes, I do also believe that the parents should be locked up also. Because the police were after them for questioning. And you know what they did? They withdrew $4,000 and they went and hid at the nearest border in the country. Like, what? You're gonna go and flee our country and you're not gonna act like you're gonna get anything. Like, what? No, this doesn't make any sense. Thank you all for watching, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day, and I hope that you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Thank you all, and have a great one.